raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers won the late ball game in L.A. in 10 innings, beating Kansas City 5-4. Starting pitcher Blake Snell, just off the injured list, had 10 strikeouts in 6 innings of work. San Diego whipped Milwaukee, the best team in baseball, 11-2. The win to ex-Dodger Walker Buehler, who pitched 6 innings. The Padres are now tied for the last NL wildcard spot. Philadelphia was beaten, in fact shut out, in its game at St. Louis 2-0. Arizona lost at home 3-2 to Colorado. Tampa Bay won its 8th straight game, 12-4 at the A's. Rays hit 6 home runs. Junior Caminero with his 35th. Atlanta's Matt Olson with his 35th homer. The Braves shut out the Mets 4-0. San Francisco and the Angels with home wins. Toronto and the Yankees as well. Yanks sent Seattle to a 5th straight loss, 4-1. Toronto sent Boston to a 4th straight loss, 5-3. And the Vikings named Kyler Murray as their starting quarterback this year.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and 2 sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council directs staff to amend native tree regulations. Santa Maria gang members to be held on trial for assault in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 71 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero Planning Commission will move forward with changes to the native tree regulations. City Council received a management report last night from staff as feedback to their meeting in July, which requested some of the regulatory burdens on its current tree ordinance be removed. Changes included not requiring an arborist report and removing fees for trees that died of natural causes. Here's Mayor Charles Bourbeau discussing the item.
Well, I would like to see these changes made. I would like to see us have a more in-depth discussion about the entire tree ordinance. I find much of it very excessive, an excessive imposition on property owners. And so I would, for one, would like to have a much deeper discussion about the ordinance in its entirety and more aspects of it. In doing so, I think obviously we need to have community outreach and have a thorough vetting with the public. There are interested parties.
The item will return to the City Council after the Planning Commission fully implements Council's feedback. As this was a management report, no action was taken. Today is the deadline for potential candidates to file for mayor in Paso Robles. The deadline was extended due to Mayor John Hammond choosing to not seek re-election. According to the city's election webpage, three candidates have filed for mayor so far and qualified. William Britton, who qualified in July, Faith Frankel, who qualified August 3rd, and Chris Regala, who recently qualified on August 11th. The deadline to file today is 5 p.m. Santa Maria gang members to be held on trial for assault in downtown San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The county DA's office announced three co-defendants will be held on trial for assault charges. The DA's office says that the three defendants were allegedly involved in a group assault in downtown San Luis Obispo near Hotel Cerro on October 6th. The group allegedly stomped, kicked, and punched the victim in the middle of the road. The victim was transported to a local hospital for severe injuries. The three defendants, Alex Lopez Ramirez, Miguel Mendez, and Brian Ramirez Lopez, are all suspected to be members of a criminal street gang in Santa Maria. The victim was identified as a member of a rival street gang. The three defendants are currently out of custody and scheduled to be arraigned on September 17th. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be returning to school this week. Atascadero Unified School District's first day is today. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Almond Acres Charter Academies, Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Chandon School Districts all start tomorrow, August 13th. Students in the Templeton Unified School District go back to school Tuesday, August 18th. Last chance for interested eateries, restaurants, breweries, or wine tasting rooms to register for the annual Taste of Downtown in Paso Robles is next week on August 17th. The Taste of Downtown is an annual event as a way for local establishments to help residents and visitors familiarize themselves with their location. Pass holders will offer a taste of their food or beverage, an appetizer size, and will be featured as part of the event. This is a great way to showcase and introduce a restaurant or establishment to newcomers. The event will be held September 19th. Participants must contribute their specialty samples for approximately 500 people, with no other cost to sign up. For more information, call or email the Paso Robles Main Street Association. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Royals 5-4, the Giants over the Astros 4-1, Padres beat the Brewers 11-2, the Rays over the Athletics 12-4, the Angels beat the Rangers 3-2, Yankees over the Mariners 4-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Dodgers will go against the Royals, the Giants will face the Astros, the Padres will go against the Brewers, the Athletics will face the Rays, the Yankees will go against the Mariners. In California news, amid the legal battle for its merger with Warner Brothers, a representative for Paramount Skydance said the studio is considering leaving California. The lawsuit has been brought forward by California Attorney General Rob Bonta and 11 other state attorney generals. It is scheduled to go to trial in March. Bonta has accused Paramount Skydance of trying to blackmail the state by threatening to leave California unless the purchase of Warner Brothers is completed. Three Kern County miners have been arrested and charged with a shooting, the death of a 53-year-old man. The incident occurred on July 18th on the 800 block of Crane Street in Bakersfield. Deputies found 53-year-old Eric Lancaster with gunshot wounds, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The three juveniles, ages 12, 13, and 16, have not been identified, but the DA's office is considering trying the 16-year-old as an adult. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Agriculture has sure changed over the years in a lot of ways, but crop insurance agencies still largely run the same way they have for decades.
The industry hasn't changed a whole lot in the last 20 or 30 years. It still runs a lot on manual process. So most agents spend a lot of their time keying data instead of doing analysis and spending time with growers on how their risk management could be better handled.
That's Tom Cole, one of the founding partners in Till Insurance, which he described as a crop insurance agency built for American farmers that is seeking to modernize crop insurance.
We launched the business back in 2024 after working with an agency out of Iowa, and we had spent a lot of time looking at the back office, the keying, the acreage reporting, how claims worked, production reporting, and figured that a lot of processes were still undigitized, and that a lot of tools that could now be used to free up time for agents. Since then have been growing pretty quickly, recruiting agents all over the U.S., helping them get in front of growers with better tools to free up their time.
Till Insurance decided to create an easy way for agents to have the back office support they need to form their own independent agencies.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic Video Sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over five big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Merced College is experiencing record enrollment, with over 22,000 students expected on campus and nearly every agriculture class at capacity. The college combines traditional hands-on farming education with advanced technology, giving students opportunities to work with tractors, orchards, livestock, and crops, while also learning drone operations, robotics, automation, and emerging technologies. One of the college's newest projects is a 22,000-square-foot food processing facility featuring meat processing, tree nut processing, fresh nut market produce, nutrition, and product development capabilities. Merced College is also expanding its working farm, where students have access to a 10-acre almond block developed with the Almond Board of California. Merced College also works with organizations such as Duarte Nursery, Sunridge and Wilson and Dave Wilson Nursery, and Pacific Farm Management. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Upper 70s Friday, a low 80s Saturday. Mid-80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 72 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation is cooling. The Consumer Price Index showing prices rose just 0.1% in July as expected. And the 12-month headline inflation rate eased to 3.4%, down from 3.5% as forecast. CPI is considered a key inflation data point used by the Federal Reserve for interest rate decisions. On Wall Street today, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 are all swimming in the green. Home Depot CEO Ted Decker, he's taking a temporary medical leave of absence, expected to miss a few months. Home Depot shares are down 3%. And we'll get earnings after the closing bell today from network equipment giant and Dow member Cisco Systems, ticket marketplace StubHub, and commercial spaceflight company Virgin Galactic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Ricky's Furniture is now open next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They carry a variety of furniture, Western art, and they also specialize in custom sofas. Ricky's is open 7 days a week in Paso Robles, next to the Walmart, in the Walmart shopping center, right next to Walmart.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit LintPatrolCA.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday,
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The subject of today's story could have lived a life of luxury, bathing in his father's fame. But he chose to become his own man and develop his own fame and celebrity. Temple Houston was the son of Texas's founding father, Sam Houston. He was an independent young cuss, so independent that at the age of 13, as a raw-boned boy with shoulder-length hair, he became a cowboy on a cattle drive from Texas to Montana. On his way back home, Temple ran into a friend of his father's who talked him into going to Washington, D.C. and becoming a Senate page. After 3 years as a page, Temple decided to study law. So he went back to Texas, enrolled in Baylor University, and at the age of 19, got a law degree. Within a year, he was practicing law. Now, I think we can all agree that Temple Houston packed a heck of a lot of stuff in those first 20 years. And he did slow down afterward. On August 25, 1881, at the age of 21, Temple made a speech on the Battle of San Jacinto, bringing tears to the eyes of the audience and his first glimmer of fame. Temple became a prototype of the modern-day celebrity lawyer. He had a shooting match with Billy the Kid, which Bat Masterson promoted, and Temple supposedly won. Temple was married and moved to Woodward, Oklahoma, where he got into a courtroom fight with Al Jennings, which resulted in his killing two of Al's brothers in a saloon brawl. While defending a woman accused of operating a brothel, he drew the biblical parallel by saying, "As your master did twice, tell her to go in peace." And they did. Back in Texas, Temple was a district attorney and served in the Texas State Legislature. Until his death on August 15, 1905, at 45 years of age, Temple worked on only the most difficult cases. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli, fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Local News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month, and as early as this week. Atascadero Unified School District's first day back to school is today. Paso Robles Joint Unified and Almond Acres Charter Academy's first day is tomorrow. Templeton School District's next first day will be next week on Tuesday, August 18th. The county DA's office announced three co-defendants will be held on trial for assault charges. Alex Lopez Ramirez, Miguel Mendez, and Brian Ramirez Lopez are all suspected to be members of a criminal street gang in Santa Maria. They repeatedly stomped, kicked, and punched the victim in the middle of the road. They're scheduled to be arraigned on September 17th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop. A rough night for far-left Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong, who wanted to be on the November ballot for Wisconsin governor despite deleting a post from 2020 proclaiming cancel Thanksgiving.
Wisconsin lived up to its reputation of narrow margins. It became pretty clear in the evening that those electability concerns that Hong had been trying to shake had caught up. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley squeezed by with less than half a percentage point.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Middleton, Wisconsin. A key reading on inflation.
The consumer price index rose 0.1% in July, in line with forecasts. And the 12-month headline inflation rate eased to 3.4% from 3.5% as expected.
Fox's Frank Lanza. The report could help ease worries about future rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. America is listening to Fox News.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center. If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, little clouds, but a lot of sunshine. Highs in the low 80s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s, and we should be in the mid-70s with clouds and sunshine mixed in a little bit on your Thursday. Friday, upper 70s. Low 80s on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday and Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, and next Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:20 a.m., 7:57 p.m., we are at 74. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, a lot of legal issues going on here in the San Luis Obispo County, and Karen will be in, Stu Jenkins, the attorney, as well, discuss that. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24-7. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join in on the conversation.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, more on this kid on the email. Well, not on the kid. On the couple of moms being arrested for, I guess, one of the terms is used these days is raising free-range kids. It's not like chickens, but kind of giving your kids. And there probably are state laws. Well, not probably. There is state laws. I don't know what the state law is in California regarding that. Anyway, it says a lesson would have been best if the police had taken the child to the police department and had him wait for his mom. Yikes. I'd be in big trouble for not staying home. Well, okay. Mom didn't get home till midnight. Dad knew about it. Well, not, I guess, ex-dad. So I'm just guessing here with the situation of the ex, and now she's got a boyfriend. They were out till midnight. By the way, they weren't out partying. Apparently, she needed to get some from a storage area that was from an hour away. Anyway, I'm just guessing that the relationship between the exes isn't that good, because why wouldn't Dad have just gone over or contacted her instead of calling the police? I don't know. Maybe he's hoping for full custody. Who knows? But in something like this, there maybe a little bit more. However, the fact that the state is trying to force people to sign these, whatever they're called, I forget. Let's see here. They are called the safety plan for parents. I would be opposed to that. What the hell is it? You know, who decides what the safety plan is? The state, of course, because the state is the smartest thing out there. They know more than you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Touching on the subject of kids being disrespectful today, more so than they used to be, look at the parents. Look how the parents talk to a police officer. Look at the confrontations that go on today that you and I, not in our wildest dreams, if we were approached by a police officer about something or other, we would not have taken issue with it. We just said, you know, sorry or whatever and moved on. But that's not what happens today. So I think if you have to look at where kids get their level of disrespect, they're just following the path of their parents and society about where authority, how you look at authority, and how you confront it. And it's not nice.
Okay. I agree with you. However, I want to know where the generational drop-off was. Was it 1979? Was, you know what I'm getting at is, okay,
I do.
So did the parents of these snotty kids, were their parents the same way? So or is it just as a whole in society overall?
Well, I think that a great deal of it came with the unrest, as you said, in the 70s, you know, and when you saw the protests and when you saw, you know, millions of young people protesting the Vietnam War and the authorities, et cetera. I think it certainly started there. But I really think that so much of it increased with the onset of COVID, quite honestly. And since COVID, people have been struggling financially, and when you and in many other ways too. But when you struggle financially, your attitude about everything changes, and that's pervasive through your household. So I think there's a lot of folks out there who are angry about being broke all the time. The cost of everything in the whole wide world is not only more, but sometimes unaffordable. And I think that's just pervasive through our society now.
Well, is it possible that some of these people haven't looked at themselves in the mirror on how they voted and wonder why things are so expensive?
Nope, I don't think people even look at that. I think they just look all around and just say, you know, I can't afford the groceries I used to. I can't fill up my tank as often as I would like. I can't do any of these. I can't buy clothes for my kids anywhere except, you know, and they just blame somebody else.
Okay, and I will agree with a lot, if not most of that. However, I do can't help but wonder is the priorities that people have these days, from my perspective, is just a little bit different. I can't afford to feed my kid breakfast and lunch. I can't afford my kid clothing. Oh, really? I'm not buying that in every single sad story that I hear or read about, because I think in many, many instances, the priorities of where the money is being spent is out of whack. Because
Look at the car in your driveway.
Right. We are a look what I have society. Don't I have a nice fancy car with $800 wheels on each? And so the priority isn't necessarily to the necessities. I've said this for years. And also, I think regarding the disrespect, I think it backs up way before COVID. And I think there's quite a few things. And this is the dinosaur in me. The amount of what I consider smut that is allowed.
Agreed.
And yeah. Whether it's music, television, movies, and so forth, yeah, I know people have a choice, and yeah, I get all that. But also, I'll put a big blame on the disrespect to the government itself, because we've seen time after time of the government abuse, the lies, the cheating, the stealing, and no accountability held.
Well, I agree, and you can take that all the way to the Board of Supervisors about how watching those meetings, listening to how some of those supervisors talk to the public in particular. They don't talk to their own people that way, but they talk to the public, you know, in a very demeaning manner.
Well, they would talk to Debbie Arnold that way.
Yes, that's right. You know, because Debbie was an easy target, and I don't mean that in any disrespect to her. She was nice enough that she never really stood up before the public or anybody and confronted the issue. She just sort of took it and was nice about it. Look at our own city council. Look what they did to the people for how many years? 3 or 4 years? About the parking program and how disrespectful they were and totally dismissed them and their feelings. Well, again, you know, that's when you're treating the public like that. You know, the kids see it. The entire public sees how they're being treated, and they react to that.
Oh, I agree 100%.
So, anyway, I think that the kids, you know, are worse than they ever were. I think they need to be reined in, you know, by their parents, but you've got a generation of parents who are not going to step up to do that today. So,
agreed.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, in my opinion, Kevin, I think for the past two generations maybe, kids have been over-mothered. I think it's the mothers in particular, and I'm not, you know, you make a judgment call as you want, but I think it's over-mothering combined with parents wanting to be their kids' best friends rather than parents having the courage, the guts to parent properly, to mete out fair discipline, and to teach their kids. Instead, everybody wants a storybook, and they make these stories up and give their kids everything, and the kids end up being spoiled, and
you know, this is what you get is what we get today. And so, in my opinion, I'm your generation, man. Free ranging was the best. You leave in the morning in the summertime and don't come back until the dinner bell, and that was it. And when you punked off to your mother, your dad whacked you, and but it was all fair. It was all of love. You got love and hugs, but you know, my parents didn't try to be our best friend, and my mother, if she over-mothered us, it was with the wooden spoon. not like today. And you know what? If we got in trouble at school, we were more afraid to go home at the end of the day because the principal, Sister Carmelita, would call home or send a note home saying that so-and-so, you know, got called to the office today. And so there was no calling your mommy up and her coming to school and defending your actions and yelling at the teacher. We would have been thrown out on our ears. And we were more afraid to go home and face my mother. And then when my father got home, woe betide the individual that was in trouble, because it wasn't a good result. And I love my father to this day for that.
Well, you know, I can remember as a kid coming home with a bloody nose or a black eye, and the first thing my mom would say is, "Did you start it?" She didn't say, wasn't going to call the police or, you know, the other parent, you know, just basically she'd say, "If you started it and you lost, keep your mouth shut." That was it. And the other is, if there was something that caused me to start to tear a little bit, I can still, again, remember this. My mom saying, "Are you going to be a sissy boy?" And that would, she goes, "Don't, are you being a sissy boy?" And, you know, now I'm sure if somebody heard a mom say that, they would probably, you know, whatever. But the other thing is, when you mention about the over-mothering, and I have no way to prove this, but since you have families that have split up more, and usually the female gets custody of the children, and then I think you get into a battle of trying to outdo this other spouse, of trying to placate the child instead of discipline him, because one of the kids could complain to the other. And then,
you want to be their favorite.
Right, but then you can get social services involved as well. So I think that's part of the problem as well.
Yep, and you know, in schools today, speaking of fights, I think it's called restorative justice, or... You know, so if a kid gets bullied and takes a punch from a bully, both of the kids get suspended or get in trouble. Back when we were growing up, the only way to face a bully, well, it's still true today, the only way to stop bullying is punch the hell back, punch as hard as you can, and make sure the bully is convinced to never do that again. I said it before, I'll say it again. We're raising fat, pasty, white, veal calf children that are soft. They're soft-headed. They have skinny arms. And you know what? Go to Planet Fatness later today, and you'll see all the teens that are there free for the summer. They're sitting on the equipment tick-tocking instead of pumping iron. And when they do pump iron, it's 3 reps at 20 pounds apiece. And then they take a swig out of a big gallon water jug. Come on!
Well, you got that down to a T, I'll tell you that. That's exactly what takes place there. The good news on that is they're going back to school, so we won't have to deal with that nonsense.
I'll see you there later, buddy.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
On the email, I say, no car, fixed income, you get the picture. I was my daughter... raise free range. Maybe we need to look what rolls downhill from the top in Washington for so much anger. We have more rules and laws to live by now than ever than I can remember. Yes, we do. And thank goodness that somebody like Charles Bourbeau in Atascadero is looking at some of those, at least within the city of Atascadero. Let's see here. We lost our kid when both parents went to work and fathers stopped stepping up to the plate, leaving single mother households. Parents who thought it was cool to raise their kids different. These parents relied on the schools to raise them, so the school did. I think they are called latchkey kids. Now, the union, CTA, it's California Teachers Association, thinks they own our kids because they raised them. Well, some cases, yes. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, one of the themes that, and this is, comes up in the financial world and things like that, but is the debasement of the dollar and why gold has gone up and Bitcoin exists and all this stuff is that with the way our system works with money is, and you talked about people, or the other lady talked about how frustrating, it is to, look at how much everything costs. And again, a lot of that is the dollar continues to lose its value. And so people that are earning away, right, people that have assets have watched their assets go up in dollars because the dollar's worth less. But the people that only earn money and then want to go and buy food or whatever find out that it doesn't go as far as it used to, or buy gas or what have you. So they talk about a K-shaped economy, but the bottom line of it is the dollar and the fact that our politicians and the government and corruption, it all filters down, and you can say from the top, but it's all just another part of the mosaic that we have to live in, and it affects people. It does, right?
I'll ask you the same question I asked the lady earlier. Do you think any of these people ever realize that how they vote has a pretty big influence on the cost of things?
Not much, no. I mean, we're not the average person, if they vote at all. it's more about what gets the motion going, and it's like, Trump's the big bad orange man. We got to vote for people now that have nothing to do with the fact that Trump's in office. I mean, it's just crazy what carries weight, and, the Democratic Socialists, and we want to abolish the police, and we want to, make health care free and all this stuff.
I'm thinking two things right now when all of this that we're talking about this segment. How about the dumbing down in our educational system, and the other is the lack of or the loss of religion in our country?
All part of it. It's just like I said, it's not one thing. You can't just say, oh, this is the problem. Yeah, it's single family households. Yeah, it's government money for this. Yeah, it's lack of religion or lack of respect for authority. Yeah, it's, dumbing down. I mean, it's all part of it. But is there one solution? No. And the other side of it is there's also little pockets of, sensibility. I mean, some of the younger generation are finding religion. Like one of the reasons for Bitcoin was to, get out of the financial system that we have. So there's all these little things, and it's like, how is it like the smallest pebble can start an avalanche? I mean, you don't know what is going to roll through society.
Right. Okay, good phone call. Got another one.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was wondering why traffic is stopped up here on Highway 41 in Escabrosa. Have you heard anything?
Chris, you got anything on the site there?
Let me have a look here. I'll get back to you in a second.
Well, speaking of that, sir, you might want to get prepared, whatever city you live in, that the kids are going back to school, so the traffic at this time and later in the afternoon is going to be a little bit different than it has been for the last 2 months.
Yeah, and the police cars are like a bunch of sharks around the school.
Yeah, well, they are. They're just trying to keep things
keep everybody safe.
Yeah, just keep everybody safe, and that's what they do. So, let's see here. Chris is looking it up for you to see what's going on there.
Highway 41, where again?
At Escabrosa.
Escabrosa, okay. Having a look still.
All right, we'll see if he can find out for you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here, let's see. Come join the prayer over our school today at Paso Robles High School, the flagpole at noon. According to this, a pickup hit a tree. That's not official, though. All right, Chris, also, did you see this text that is addressed to you?
Whether I've had my mouth washed with soap?
Washed out with soap, yeah.
No, that's never happened to me.
You probably never cussed anyway. I'm pretty...
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
I can remember two distinct times that I got my mouth washed out with soap. I can still... Yep, and it was Ivory soap. I had a bite in. I didn't have to swallow or anything. I just had a bite into it. And I can still see my dad holding my head, looking in the mirror, saying... He may have said, bite this. I don't know, but I was thinking that. If he would have said that, I probably would have come back with a remark and gotten smacked. I can still, once in my sister's room, and then once he took me into the bathroom to, here, take a bite out of this. And, ick. And it would have been a lot more time, so obviously I didn't learn any lessons from it. Today, hey, Chris, do you know of any kids that you grew up with that had their mouth, they had a bite into a bar soap?
Yes, actually, one kid that I went to church with when I was over at his house.
Oh, a church kid.
Yes.
So his parents caught him, whatever word he used, and he had to do it right then and there?
Yes and no. Like, I was telling the kid about, like, a kid at school who called me something, you know, inappropriate, and, like, his dad was asking, what are you guys talking about? I told him. His dad misunderstood me and thought that he called me that, so he took his son into the house and washed his mouth out with soap. I said, no, I was talking about a kid at school who called me that. Your son didn't do that. But the guy washed his son's mouth out with soap without even, like, you know, hearing him out or anything. I don't know how the heck he could have misunderstood me so bad.
Was the kid protesting?
No, he was crying.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I'm laughing, but oh well. So the dad, he would not listen to reason.
I guess not.
Well, how old were you guys?
I was really young. That kid was like, I want to say 2, maybe 3 years older than me. I couldn't have been more than like 6 or 7 years old.
Okay, I'm not going to believe a 6 or 7 year old anyway, so the heck with him. So the kid, you know, it's probably good he got the soap because it's just a lesson in advance. How about that? I'm going to give you a punishment in advance so you don't do this again, even if you didn't do it. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm wondering if anybody does that anymore. Probably. However, the chances of social services being called increase if you live in the Georgia area. All right, let's see here. We only got about a minute left. This is famous, folks, and how true this is, isn't it? Ha, ha, ha. On this day in 1986, President Reagan made this statement that is so appropriate. The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. My goodness, that was brilliant. That should be up in everybody's home. Most of us have personal computers now. Well, in this day in 1981, the personal computer from IBM, they announced, and the price tag was $1,565. It's come down just a little bit since then. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is going to conclude this Wednesday edition here on the 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Today is the deadline for potential candidates to file for mayor in Paso Robles at 5 p.m. Currently, there are 3 candidates who have filed and qualified: William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Regala. Last chance for interested eateries, restaurants, breweries, or wine tasting rooms to register for the annual Taste of Downtown in Paso Robles is next week on August 17th. The annual event, held in September, is a great way for local establishments to help residents and visitors familiarize themselves with their location. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 74 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen will have on Stu Jenkins. He's an attorney, and they'll be talking about several legal issues that are going on here within the county. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.